Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in the middle. Misha Berach Vacharkach Nitmanalo Shofar Tokeo Maria Vatokeo. Somebody, Rachmanis, doesn't have a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So comes time for Musaf, what should he do? So Misha Berach, he should say the brachot. Hold on, you see where we are? Here. Meaning he davens Musaf, and then Nitmanalo Shofar, then he finds a shofar for himself, what should he do? Well, the Gemara had kind of indicated that the shofar and the brachot of Musaf have this special connection. But if you don't have a shofar, so you daven without a shofar. It's not clear if this is talking about a minion that doesn't have a shofar, hard as that is to believe, or somebody who's davening biyachidus. But then when he chances upon a shofar later in the day, he should blow a tekiah, a trua, and a tekiah. Of course, trua means whatever that middle sound is. The Gemara says, Ta'ama delo havale shofar mikara. Since he did not have a shofar to begin with, so he had no choice. He had to daven musaf without tekiah shofar. But if he had a shofar, if there was a shofar available when it was time to daven musaf, and he didn't blow on it for some reason, kishamaluhu asader brachot shamaluhu. So when he hears if he has a shofar at the beginning, so he has to hear them according to the brachot, as seder habrachot, on the order of the blessings. Meaning, if you can do it, you must do it. That's what the Gemara says. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel kam letzalui. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel rises up to daven on Rosh Hashanah. Amar le shamei, he says to his attendant, Ki nahirna lacha takali. When I indicate to you, then you should blow for me. So apparently he's not davening with a minion for whatever reason. He's davening musaf to himself, but he wants to hear the shofar, al seder habrachot. Meaning when he finishes saying malchiot, he wants to hear the three sets of three. Zichronot, shofarot, etc. So he says, when I point to you, I'll be in the middle of the davening, I'm going to point to you, you should blow for me. Amar le Rava, so Rava says to him, Halo amru ela bachever ir. So Rava says to him, the idea that the shofar, that you must say tkiat shofar on the seder habrachot, is only when you're bachever ir. So look at Rashi here, chever ir. Chaburat sibur. What we call a minion. This concept of chever ir is not at all clear. There's a Mishnah at the end of the fourth parak of Brachot, which we once learned together a long time ago, that talks about whether or not Musaf is required biyachidus, or whether or not Musaf can be davened biyachidus. And as we know, always, it's good to daven with a minion. During these strange times, many of us have been forced to be distant from minion for long periods of time. But if you can't daven with a minion, so you certainly daven biyachidus. You know, that was the joke. At the beginning of Corona, there were, you know, shuls, I think the OU, other organizations sent around these little guides to davening biyachidus. Because everybody was going to be davening at home. So how do you make davening spiritual and meaningful if you're davening, you know, at home day after day, tefillah after tefillah, including it was, of course, not just Shabbos, it was Pesach, it was the whole thing. So they sent out these guides. So somebody posted on Facebook, who do these rabbis think they are telling me how to daven biyachidus? Where do they think I've been davening all this time? These rabbis who've never davened, who've never missed minyan in their life, they should be coming to me for advice. I'll tell them how to daven biyachidus. So the Gemara talks about, if You can't daven if you can't daven in a minyan. So obviously you're obligated to daven by yourself. But what about musaf? What's the havamina that you wouldn't have to daven musaf biyachidus? What do you mean it's not as time dependent? Musaf is more time dependent. I mean, I'm not sure because, in other words, every tefillah has a window of time. Shacharis, I mean, we learn this in Brachos. Shacharis is from the morning until the fourth hour, until the sixth hour. Mincha is from Mincha Gedola until the Shkia. Arvit, the Mishnah says Ein Lakeva, but Ein Lakeva doesn't mean you can daven Mariv at 1 p.m. Right, Yeshlo, it has times. The very, very earliest, as some of us did today, we have this Plaga Mincha minion, is Plaga Mincha, and you can't daven Mariv after the sun rises the next morning. So it happens that Musaf has a pretty broad tar, because Musaf you can daven all day, even though ideally Musaf is meant to be davened between Shacharis and Mincha, but that still gives you a pretty wide window, but nevertheless there is a window. So the Gemara in Brachos that talks about the sugya of Tashlumin. How is it that we can daven after, if you know, we have this idea of Tashlumin. If you miss a tefillah by accident or by onus, you can make it up by davening twice at the next minyan, at the next tefillah. So for some reason you miss mincha, which, you know, can happen. It can happen, you know, in the winter, Shkia is very early, and you get, you know, that's why Chazal have all of these ideas that there's certain things you shouldn't do until you've davened. Right? You know, there's some that are makbid to always daven mincha. This is the Ikar Adin for the Sfaradim. There are people that are makbid not to do anything else before they daven mincha, so they're always makbid to daven mincha gedola. You can't sit down to a meal late in the day. If you haven't daven mincha yet, because we're afraid you're going to get distracted. That's why we always, like on Purim, before the Purim Suda, we're always makbid to daven mincha before the Purim Suda, because you're going to start your Purim Suda, you might have a l'chaim or two, and then before you know it, you missed mincha. So you should always try to, you know, fulfill your responsibility, lest something will distract you. So it happens, you miss a mincha. So you can be mashlim by davening Mariv twice. Not the whole Mariv, not Kriya Shema and everything else, but the Amidah. You know how this works. So the Gemara wants to know, how can there be Tashlumin? The Tefillah is in place of the Korbanot. Tefillah bimkom Korbanhu. And we have a principle called Avar Yomo Batal Korbano. Use it or lose it. If you didn't bring the korban tamid shel shachar in the morning, that's it. You're out. You're stuck. If you don't bring the afternoon korban shel ben arbayim before it's too late, so ovayomo batal korbano, you missed out. So how can you, if you miss a tefillah, how can you be mashlim afterwards? So the Gemara says no, because tefillah is in place of a korban, but there's another element to tefillah. Rachameinu. It's a request for mercy, it's a prayer, it's communion with God. And that is not time-bound. Kula yama matzliva azil. Halavai, all day long we should be davening. And that's what Rav Kook says. Rav Kook says in the Olat Re'ayah, that really we're always davening. The neshama is always davening. It's like a pilot light, you know, like in the old stoves that had a pilot light, which, you know, we don't have anymore because from time to time, you know, people used to die. But the old stoves, there was always a little fire on, you know, in the stove. And when you wanted to turn the burner on, you'd bring up the gas and it would go up. But when you turn off the burner goes down and the pilot light remains on the whole time. So that's my metaphor for what Rav Kook says. But basically, Rav Kook says the neshama is always davening, right? It's a tefillah matmedet shel haneshama. But from three times a day, you stop and you bring the pilot light up to the stovetop, and you're cooking with oil, and you daven out loud. But the rest of the time is a kind of latent tefillah that's always going on. It's interesting. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a similar idea about learning, that we're always learning. I mean, or at least that's the ideal. So how could that be? We're not. You know, he asks the question: Why is it you say Birkat HaShachar in the morning and it counts for the whole day? You go off, you do other things. So he says there's like this kind of latent connection to the Torah that's going on in the someplace in the consciousness. So it's always going on. So Rav Kook says Tefillah is not only about the Korbanot. So if you miss a davening, you can make up for it, even though you can't make up for a missed korban tamid, but you can make up a missed davening, because the davening is not only about the place of the korban. Davening is also about communion with Hashem, and for that you can always do. There's no time that's not good to be davening. But there's no tashlumin for musaf. Why not? You miss Shachar, you daven Mincha twice. You miss Mincha, you daven Marav twice. You miss Marav, you daven Shachar twice. You miss Musaf, you're out of luck. But that's true also if you miss Mincha on Shabbos. Could you imagine such a thing? Somebody takes a nap on Shabbos and they sleep through the Shkia, they miss Mincha on Shabbos. So they missed a Tfilat Mincha Shel Shabbat. How do they do Tashlumin? They daven Mariv twice, but they daven two weekday Marivs. Right? So no, because Musaf is different than the other Tfilot. Whereas the other Tfilot are these hybrid entities. Part of it is in place of Korban, and part of it is this request for mercy. Musaf is only in place of Korban. So we can't apply that logic that establishes the institution of Tashlumin to Musaf. And if you miss Musaf, you're out of luck. So this idea of Chever Ir in Brachot, the Gemara discusses the idea of who has to daven Musaf. Musaf, the Korban Musaf in Beit HaMikdash, was a Korban Tzibur. How did you bring the Korban Musaf every Shabbat, every Rosh Chodesh? Well, you paid into the fund through the Machatzit HaShekel, and you were a partner in all of the Korbanot Sibur of Klal Yisrael, and it was brought on your behalf. Right? But the collective, the Tzibur, performed the mitzvah, and as a member of the Tzibur, you fulfilled your obligation. So maybe there's no such thing. The institution of Tfilat Musaf Unshalma Parim Sfateinu, the Gemara has a Havamina. It's not the Halacha, obviously, but the Gemara has a Havamina that Musaf can never be davened b'yichidus. Because just like you can't bring the Korban Musaf b'yichidus, it can only be brought by a Tzibur, so too Tfilat Musaf can only be brought by a tzibur if you're davening in a minyan. And that's what the Gemara there talks about, chever ir, which Rashi here basically says means tefillah b'tzibur. Chever ir means tefillah b'tzibur. There are other perushim to a chever ir. It might mean a city that has like a council, or it has like a distinguished Talmid Chacham. But let's follow Rashi's opinion that we're talking about tefillah b'tzibur. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, he doesn't have a minyan. So he's davening Rosh Hashanah Musaf b'yachidus. And he tells his gabbai, he tells his shamus, I'll wave to you, and that's when you should blow me the tarat, the tashat, the tashrat. when I'm up to that. And Rava says to him, but that's only talking about when you're with a minyan. Right? The idea that you have to blow al seder habrachot. That's only talking about when you have a minyan. Here. Tanya nami hochi. There's also a brisa that says, keshehu shoman, shoman al haseder. Va'al seder brachot. When you hear the tzkiyat shofar, you have to hear them in order. And you have to hear them in the order of the brachot. Right? In other words, when you hear it, whether it's tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya, etc., it has to be in the order. So the Gemara says, b'madvarim amurim. So what is that Bryce talking about? You have to hear it in order, and you have to hear it on the Seder Brachot, which seems to go against what Rava said. So that's talking about b'madvarim amurim, b'chever ir. Aval shalo b'chever ir, shom'an al haseder. B'shalo al seder habrachot. So if you're davening b'yachidus, if you're not with a minyan, so then you have to hear it in order, right? You have to hear first the tzkiya, and then the trua, and then the tzkiya. But you don't hear it al seder habrachot. You don't pause after malchiot. You don't pause after zichron. You don't pause after shofar. What do? You do it like we do it. We call it the tzkiot de miyushav. The brachot that we say, the set of the tzkiya that we say before we put the Sefer Torah back. And then you daven musaf by yourself. V'yachid shelo taka, chavero tokea lo. And a person who didn't hear the shofar, he couldn't blow for himself, didn't hear it from someone else blows it for him. V'yachid shelo birech, ein chavero mivarech alav. But a person who didn't say the brachot of malchiot, zichronot, and shofrot, so somebody else can't do that for him. Now you know that, there's certain brachot, there's certain mitzvot that you can do, or you can have a shaliach do. We have an idea of shomea ka'one, right? Kiddush, Friday night. Everybody's chayav in Kiddush Friday night. Generally speaking, one person says Kiddush, and everyone answers Amen. And everyone is yotzei, and it's accounted as if they did it themselves. But there's certain mitzvot that you have to do yourself. I can't put tefillin on for you. You have to put on tefillin. I can't fulfill that mitzvah for you if you don't do it yourself. If you're not wearing tzitzit and I am wearing tzitzit, my wearing tzitzit doesn't help you. But shofar, we all have to hear the shofar. We don't all have to blow the shofar. So if I blow the shofar and you hear me blowing the shofar, you're yotze. But when it comes to the brachot, what we call davening, be clear, when the conversation in the sugi about brachot is not the bracha you say on the shofar. It's what we call davening musaf, reciting the special three brachot of malchiot, zichronot, and shofrot. If you don't say it, I can't say it, I can't daven for you. So what's the obvious question? Chazaras Hashatz. When does Chazaras Hashatz work? Right? We do have this idea that you can be yotze davening by listening to somebody daven the shliach tzibur. I mean, this is not practical today. We don't do this. Which, of course, raises the question, why do we still have Chazaras Hashatz? But you understand that Chazaras Hashatz was instituted, presumably, to be motzi, the people that were unable to daven themselves. There is an opinion, that if somebody, let's say somebody is unable to daven, for whatever reason, they can't read. You know, certainly we're talking about an era where, you know, sidurim were, well, very, they didn't really exist, at least not in the way that we know them. But even let's say somebody had written down, right? The idea that somebody might write down, might compose their own sidur, was probably a rare occurrence. So if somebody, for whatever reason, can't daven for themselves, so somebody else somebody else could daven for them by davening out loud and having them listen along, answer amen, even if there's no minyan. That's not the normal halacha, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that in a shas adchak you could rely on such a circumstance. But it's not so common. I mean, I've never seen such a thing myself. I don't think I've ever seen. Yeah, it could be. I can imagine like this taking place. I believe you when you say this happened. I've never witnessed it myself, but it's certainly an exigent circumstance. It's also today, like something, you know, everybody has a phone. You can believe not everybody has a. Remember those little pocket sidurim? Remember NCSY used to have this. I carried it around in my wallet for years. It was this teeny tiny. It had an orange cover. It was a teeny tiny pocket sitter. All it had was, you know, Ashrei and the Amida and Aleinu, I think. And I carried it around for years, and I used it to daven mincha for years. And like at the end, it just like completely deteriorated from being in my wallet for so long. But you know, them days is over. People carrying around. So I always used to keep a little mincha mariv in my glove compartment. But I recently needed. I was taking Yair someplace, and he had to daven mincha before he got, you know, before he left to go off to wherever he was going. I wasn't even in the car anymore. So the Gemara says, "Umitzvah betokin yoter min hamivarchin." Wait, where are we? Here, umitzvah betokin yoter min hamivarchin. So in that way, that Gemara has this kind of game of values hierarchy, you know, a game of poker here. If you have a choice, either to hear Tkiyat Shofar or being able to daven Musaf. Whereas, let's say I have a choice. I can either go to this town for Rosh Hashanah, and in that town they're going to have a shofar, and I'll be able to hear Tkiyat Shofar, but there's no Sidurim. And there's no way for me to. It's not possible for me to memorize the Rosh Hashanah Musaf, of course. So I won't be able to. I won't be able to daven, but I'll hear Tkiyat Shofar. Or in the next town, I'll be able to daven, because maybe I'll have a sitter or something. But there's no shofar there. You know, it's like lifeboat ethics here. So which takes precedence? So imagine for a second that you hadn't prepared ahead in the Gemara. What would you say is the correct answer? Stretch your imaginations and pretend you haven't prepared ahead in the Gemara. What would you say is the... Why? Okay. Anybody want to make a different argument? Okay, so Tzvi says it's obviously shofar. So Kate said, "What should you do? Shtei arot b'achat tokin v'achat mevarchin hochim l'makom shetokin. So you should go to the place where there's going to be tkiyat shofar. Ve'en hochim l'makom shemevarchim, and don't go to the place where you'll be able to daven musaf. So pshita, this is obvious. Hadir right of a hadir abanan b'diuk like Tzvi said. It's not fair. Tzvi can't forget that he knows the Gemara. Lo tzricha, right? So why does the Gemara say something like, if I ask you, like, what's more important? What's more important, tkiyat shofar or eating a sufgani on Hanukkah? So that's not a real question. So here, what's the shaila? I mean, obviously pshita. Hadir right, v'hadir banan, lo tzricha, da'af al gav, da'ha vadai, v'ha safik. So he says, no, it's true. The question itself is pshita. If you're in this situation, you have to make this choice. But even in a case of Vadai and Suffolk, let's say in one town, you know for sure you'll be able to daven Musaf, but you won't have Tkiyat Shuf. But maybe you won't have... but you know for sure, if you go to that town, you know for sure you'll be able to daven Musaf. 100%. But you won't have Shofar. And in the other town, there'll be Shofar, maybe there'll be Shofar. Maybe there'll be a Shofar, maybe there won't be a Shofar, you won't know until you show up on Yontif. So even in a case of a Suffolk, if you have a choice between being Mekayim Adiraisa or being Mekayim Adirabanan, so everybody knows you'd be Mekayim Adiraisa. But if you have a choice between being a Suffolk that you'll succeed in being Mekayim Adiraisa versus a Vadai being Mekayim Adirabanan, even then the Adiraisa takes precedence. Okay, the Mishnah goes. The Mishnah that we learned went on and said, "Kishem sheshaliach tzibur chayav, kach kol yachid v'yachid." And just like, where's the Mishnah? Hold on. Just like the shliach tzibur. This is a Mishnah on Lamed Gimel. This is the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel on Beis. I'm sorry, I don't have it on the screen. Just like the shliach tzibur is chayev in the shofar, everyone's chayev in the shofar. So it's obvious, right? Or not just shofar, it's just like the shliach tzibur is chayev to daven the musaf. Everyone's chayev to daven the musaf. Tanya amru lo l'Rabban Gamliel. So in this brisa, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara here, there's an ellipsis here. The Mishnah had said, if you have the Gemara, turn back to the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. I'm sorry, I don't have it on the screen. Kishem sheshaliach tzibur chayav, kach kol yochid v'yochid chayav. Rabban Gamliel omer, shaliach tzibur motzi et harabim yedei chovatan. Rabban Gamliel said, the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, everybody, the shaliach tzibur is obligated, everybody's obligated, everybody has to daven. And Rabban Gamliel says, the shaliach tzibur can be motzi the rabim yedei chovatan. The shaliach tzibur can cause people, can help people to fulfill their obligation. So Tanya, the Braisa says, Amru lo l'Rabbi Gamliel, Lidvarecha lama tzibur mitpalalin. It's a good question. And as if the Shaliach Tzibur, with the Chazaras Hashatz, can fulfill everyone's obligation, so then what's the point of having the Shtila Shmon Esrei, the silent Shmon Esrei? Isn't it like a huge waste of time? So you know what Rabbi Soloveitchik says. Rabbi Soloveitchik very famously said, it's true that everybody understands that the repetition of the Shmon Esrei was to fulfill the obligation of the people who couldn't pray. But today, everybody knows how to pray. I mean, if you come to shul, you have a sitter, you can read. And since you can daven in any language, it's even easier. So what do we have the Chazaras Hashatz for? That's a big commitment of time. Like, don't you think davening in the morning would have more adherence if we could cut out that big chunk of time? And while we're at it, get rid of Tachnun on Monday and Thursday? Like, wouldn't that up attendance, wouldn't you think? So why do we still have, well, you understand, I'm afraid that you all know my sense of humor, but the hundreds of people that listen to the recording might not get it and think that I'm serious. So you'll have to explain to them that was a joke. That's why we need a laugh track. Yes. Whether or not he meant it like lahalacha, or it was like a theoretical, circumstance. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, you know, Rabbi Soloveitchik, who was no fan of changing anything related to the prayer service, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, well, that's only one element of Chazaras HaShatz. Like a good brisker, he said, there's tzvei dinim. There are two aspects of the Chazaras HaShatz. We all daven wearing two different hats. Each person is both a yochid and a yachad, according to the title of one of his famous collections of essays. We're individuals, but we are also part of a collective. This is a theme that runs throughout much of his writing. Every person has to daven for himself. That's the silent Shmoneh Esrei. But tefillah b'tzibur, when you have like 10 people davening together, which has like certain, you know, value in terms of the power of the prayer, is in addition to tefillah b'tzibur, there's something called tefillat ha-tzibur. Not communal prayer, but the prayer of the community. Not only do I have to daven as an individual for my own egotistical needs, I have to daven as a member of the collective, as a member of my neighborhood, as the member of my synagogue, as a member of the Jewish people. How do I daven as a member of a collective? That's when I appoint the Shliach Tzibur. When the Shliach Tzibur repeats the Amidah, we're all davening. But how do you do something as a collective? You have one person as your representative. He davens out loud, and you all answer. And that's why this, the Rabbi Soloveitchik's opinion was that during Chazaras HaShatz, you should stand at attention with your feet together. You should not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, only Amen. Why? Because during the Chazaras HaShatz, you're also davening. You're also in the middle of your Amidah. Just like in your private Amidah, you wouldn't walk around the room. And certainly in the middle of your private Amidah, you wouldn't chit-chat with the person standing next to you. And certainly in the middle of your private Amidah, you wouldn't be checking things on your phone. Well, I don't know. You see that happening also. But all the things that, all of the halachot for how you daven when you're davening the Shmoneh Esrei apply to you during Chazaras HaShatz. Why? Because during Chazaras HaShatz, you know what you're doing? You're davening Shmoneh Esrei. Just like Friday night, when you invite me to your house, and you say, would you like to make your own Kiddush? And I say, no, I'll be Yotzei through you. It's like a dance. We all, like, how often does it happen that a person says, yes, I'd like to make my own Kiddush? Right? You say Kiddush for me, and I answer Amen, but when you're saying Kiddush, I'm saying Kiddush. Right? It's the same thing, it's the same Kiddush, but I make you my Shaliach. When the Shaliach Tzibur was davening the Chazaras HaShatz, I'm also davening. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that's what. So when you daven, what do? You put your feet together. Right? You pay attention. Right? You answer Amen because that's how you do Shomea Ka'one. Right? But you don't answer Baruch Baruch Shemo, because that's what you do when you're not being Yotze. You know, that's why they always say, they always make that announcement. After a while, it drives me crazy. You know, before Kriyas HaMegillah or before Tkiyas Shofar, the Gabbai says, well, sometimes the Gabbai is me. The Gabbai makes the announcement, says, and you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because you want to be Yotze the Bracha when the Shliach Tzibur says it. So that's what Tfilat HaTzibur is. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Gemara doesn't yet know about Rabbi Soloveitchik's idea about Tefillat HaTzibur. So he says to Rabbi Gamliel, if Lidvarecha Lama Tzibur Mitpalalin, if you have a Shliach Tzibur who could be Motzi everyone, and Mele he's saying the Amidah out loud, so what does everybody have to say the silent Shemoneh Esrei for? Omar Lehem, Kedei Lahasdir Shliach Tzibur Tefillato. It's a dry run. It's a practice for the Shaliach Tzibur to get his davening in order, to prepare, to arrange his tefillah. which certainly you can understand is, you know, might have been more important before there was a printed Siddur text. And certainly in the context of the Gemara in Brachot about people who, if the Shliach Tzibur was davening and he would get confused, so they would immediately remove him. What does it mean he would get confused? So obviously he was davening by heart without the benefit of a printed Siddur in front of him. But there was a fear that he would mess up the Brachot. There was a chashash that the Shliach Tzibur might have been a tztuki or one of the other heretical sects, you know, in disguise, and he was going to recite a heretical bracha, or he wouldn't have recited the 19th bracha. He would have skipped the 19th bracha v'lam al shinim that was instituted against the heresies. So this idea that the Shliach Tzibur needed to have a dry run to prepare to think over in his head, you know, the brachot before he said it out loud, there was an additional reason that such a thing might be desired. So the whole silent Shemona Esrei is so the Shliach Tzibur should have time to practice. But Enochinami, Rabbi Akiva says, if it weren't for that, everyone could be Yotze through. Everyone could be Yotze through the Shliach Tzibur. So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel says to the Tanakama or to the Chachamim, Lidvarechem, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yored Lifnei HaTeva. Right? So according to you, why does the Shliach Tzibur daven for the Amud? Why does he say the Amidah to himself? So Amar Lehem, Amru Lehem, why does he say it out loud? So Amru Lo, Kedei Lahotzi Et She'eno Baki. In order to be Motzi, anybody who is not a Baki, who's not fluent, who's not expert in davening. Amru Lo, serving of Lil answers, Kedei Lahotzi Et Amar Lahem, he said to them, Kishem Shemotzi et She'eno Baki, Kach Motzi et Baki. They both agree the Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi someone else. The question is the extent to which they're willing how far they're willing to extend that. The Chachamim said the Shliach Tzibur can only be Motzi someone who's called Eino Baki, someone who's incapable of reciting the tefillah to themselves. And you understand, there were probably people who knew the weekday tefillah, which is, after all, said every day, three times, but doesn't necessarily know the Yom Tov davening, and certainly doesn't know the Rosh Hashanah Musaf davening, which is the longest Amidah. I mean, how many of us would be able to pull off? I mean, most of us can probably daven a weekday Shemona Esrei Baal Peh if we have to. It's not recommended, by the way. As a matter of fact, you know, you're supposed to daven from the Siddur. It's an aid to Kavanah. But we're all capable of doing it if we have to, and we probably do it quite often. But how many of us would dare to daven, forget the Rosh Hashanah Musaf, even like the regular Yantif Amidah? Would you dare to try to do that Baal Peh? Would you be certain you'd be able to pull off the Yantif Amidah without making a mistake? Maybe if you had time to think about it, to practice it through, I don't know. But even that, I wouldn't dare do, for fear that I would mess up. So Rabbi Gamliel says. So the Chachamim say the Shliach Tzibur can only be Motzi someone who is not a Baki, who is incapable of davening to themselves, but somebody who is capable of davening for themselves, the Shliach Tzibur cannot be Motzi them. Right? You can't get a fear. You can't go to shul and say, oh, well, you know, I don't feel like davening. If you know how to daven, I don't feel like it today. I'll just listen along and have the Shliach Tzibur do it for me. So that you can't do. Rabbi Gamliel is more lenient. Rabbi Gamliel says, just like the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi, just like the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi, someone who doesn't know how to daven properly, he is able to be motzi anyone. Halacha lamaisa, we don't really do this, except in times of safek. If there's a time of safek, in certain circumstances, you know, in certain circumstances, generally speaking, we say, if it's a safek if you daven do not, so then brachot levatala are always very stringent. So if there's a safek of whether or not you daven the Amida, so you can't daven again. Because maybe you were yotze, and your other Amida would be brachot levatala. At most, you could daven what's called a tfilat nidava, a voluntary prayer, which used to be much more common. And today, we try to minimize. Because we say generally we have an idea today that our kavana is not so great. So the idea of like volunteering a tefillah, if you're not sure that you're going to hit the target, it's preferable not to. But there are poskim that say, let's say, you know, like Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat the Amidah. Right, according to all opinions, if you forget Yalav Yavo, not at Mariv on Rosh Chodesh, but at Shachris and Mincha, you have to repeat the Amida. But what if you're not sure if you said Yalav Yavo or not? It's a suffix. So there are poskim that allow you then to be yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. The Chazaras Hashatz, you listen along, the Chazaras Hashatz, and you. But that's only in the case of a suffix. If you're sure you didn't recite Yalav Yavo, so then you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. What time is it? Omar Rabbi Bar Chana. Omar Rabba Babar Chana, Omar B'Yochanan, Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel, right? So the Chachamim agreed. They gave in and they said, according to Rabba Babar Chana, they agreed that Rabban Gamliel was correct, that just like the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi the people who don't know how to daven, he can be motzi anyone. So Omar B'Yochanan, Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel, V'Rav Amar Adayin Hi Machloket. So there's a machloket, whether or not the machloket was resolved. There was a machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Bar Chana said they resolved it, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Gamliel won. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's still a machloket whether or not the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi everyone. Shama Rabbi Chia Berei de Rabba Bar Nachmani, Ozel va'amra l'shmata Kamei de Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. He went and repeated this halacha in front of Rav Dimi. Omar lehachi, Omar Rav Adayin hi machloket. Omar le Rabba Bar Chana Nami Hachi ka Omar. Ki Omar Rabbi Yochanan laha shmata. When Rabbi Yochanan said that halacha, if legally, right? There was a machloket. If legally, Reish Lakish, va'omer adayin hi machloket. So when Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha that the Chachamim agreed with Rabbi Gamliel, they gave in to Rabbi Gamliel. So Reish Lakish disagreed and said, no, it's still a machloket. Meaning they didn't. The machloket about the machloket is whether or not the machloket was resolved. Who's on first, what's on second? You got it? V'mi amar Rabbi Yochanan halchi. So the Gemara says, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Va'omar Rabbi Chana Tziporah, Rabbi Chana from Tzipori, said that Rabbi Yochanan said Hilchata Karaban Gamliel. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. Hilchata Michlal Depligi. The phrase that the halacha is like implies what? That there's still a machlokas. That not only was it a machlokas, it's still a machlokas. Right? It's still a machlokas to say that it's like him. Because if it's like everyone, you don't have to say that. It's just unanimous. So you see, the Gemara concludes, it is in fact still a machloket. Okay, so this is the end. We have just a half an amud left. We'll finish it next week. We'll finish Rosh Hashanah. So David points out there's some dapim that we may have skipped. I'll have to go back and check to see which dapim they were. But I'm open to either going back and finishing up those dapim, or to moving on to a new mesechta. I guess people aren't going away for the summer, so you know, in theory, we can keep going over the summer. But I'm open to suggestions for what to learn next when we are done with Rosh Hashanah, one way or another. So you can communicate your ideas to me in all the usual channels. Aside from that, I wish you all good health. And our sympathies go out to his good chaver, his chavrusa, Mel Brooks, who, frankly, I thought Brooks was going to go first, because after all, he's the 2,000-year-old man. But I guess you're like actuarially in a different position. But if you haven't done it, go on YouTube and find the Jerry Seinfeld episode of Comedians in Cars. What's it called? Comedians in Cars and Coffee. The episode with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. It is minute per minute the funniest 15 minutes ever recorded in the history of comedy. So, Yehi Zichro Baruch.